This is Pastor Larry Day, the Free Methodist Church USA, with today's KCMR Daily Devotion. The story is told of a mother and a little boy who lived alone and had a great love for one another. As the boy grew older, he began to notice that his mother had terrible scars on her arms. The boy became embarrassed to be seen with his mother in front of his friends because of the scars. He wondered if he should ask her to cover them up with long gloves or a long-sleeved top when they went out. Finally, he got his courage up to ask her about the scars. The mother looked at him with great compassion and said, "When you were a baby, your crib caught on fire. When I smelled the smoke and reached the room, your crib was already in flames. The only way to get you out was to reach through the flames and grab you. The scars show how much I loved you then and will always love you." Although this is a tremendous expression of a parent's love for her child, it does not compare with what Christ went through for us. Hear these words recorded in John 10, 14 and 15. "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." Christ became a man. He left the glories of heaven and intimate fellowship with the Father to become a helpless child on earth. Born to a poor teenage mother, what a tremendous act of love. He served man. Christ came to this earth not to be served, but to serve others. He was always making time for people, loving the unloved, healing the sick, and feeding the hungry. His last expression of love before his death on the cross was to wash his disciples' dirty feet with his own garment. What a tremendous example of true love in action. He gave his life for man. Jesus suffered the most horrible death anyone could suffer when he died on the cross. Others have experienced tremendous physical suffering, but none can compare to the spiritual suffering of Christ. When he took on himself the sins of every man who has ever lived or ever will live, he experienced the full weight of guilt, sin, and separation from God. Jesus took all of this spiritual suffering upon himself because of his great love for us. After picturing the magnitude of God's love, how can you reject the awesome love of the Father? How can you do anything other than surrender your whole life to Him? Give Him your heart today, I pray. This has been Pastor Larry Day from the Free Methodist Church USA. To hear this devotion again, go to kcmrfm.com.